BroadwayBroadway.com.
Broadway stars
and all your favorite Broadway hits,
broadcasting on air and online.
Ladies and gentlemen,
hey, it's my hair.
Here's your host.
Hello!
And hello, welcome back, everybody. Hey, it's my hair, and it is Saturday, March 25th. You're back with me for another, well, another day, another night, another weekend below Broadway with the best of what the internet has to offer for underground cabaret performances. And let's hear it for a performer to whom I think is called Tara Reid. There's no details in the description here of who these talented performers are, but the dancing was amazing. I think the performer, the lead singer there was Tara Reid. Would you believe me if I said everyone's wearing a mask? Huh? Would you believe me? This is, when is this from? It's from a year ago, so 2022. Any comments on it? No, wow, just everyone's wearing a mask in the still. Like, all the voices are so clear, and wow, that was so powerful. So, hey, lots of news about Broadway. My Instagram feed has been filled with news, and a lot of exciting news, and one of the things that I figured out, kind of I put two and two together in my mind, and I kind of figured, y'all remember, like, what is it, 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago, I said something about Shrek the Musical being taken off Netflix. Do you remember that? Because I sure do. I was pissed, right? I'm still pissed. But no, I figured out why. I'm willing to bet decent Canadian dollars on this that Shrek the Musical has been taken off of Netflix because it's going on a U.S. national tour. And I have a feeling that they're not going to put something that's going on tour on Netflix. I have a feeling that the reason why it was taken off Netflix has something to do with either distribution rights. Maybe their distribution contract expired for Netflix, or it's been taken off specifically because it's going on a U.S. national tour. And I don't know, maybe they're afraid that they'll be like, oh, why should we go see it instead of, you know, just go see it on Netflix? Well, no, you go see it on Netflix because it's amazing to see the original performers, but then you go see it live because, well, that's the purpose of seeing it live. Actually, you know what? I didn't even see who's playing this. Let's Google. Google.ca. Who? Shrek? National. S-H-R-E-C-K. Al Tour. Cast. Let's see who's playing. I actually didn't even... I didn't even look. Shrek U.S. Tour Original Cast. Is this the old cast or the new cast? I see Willie D, Anna Finch. Yep. Okay. That's not accurate. Anywho, speaking of Shrek, this kind of ties in. I want to play a song from you. We're going to start the show off on a slow note. But here's the backstory of the song, and there's a couple more songs I want to play. We're talking to a couple of my buddies when we were working on set. We're just hanging around in the background holding, and... it was kind of an idea of, we started talking about like who was almost cast into what role for principals that we were filming with. And then I was listening to Seth Rudetsky on SiriusXM Radio and his new book's out, and there's a lot of behind the scenes story. And there was a conversation, I can't remember who it was with, but there was another person writing a book, and it was all about like the what if casting situations. And it kind of got me on the mindset of like, oh, there's a lot of songs that almost made it into shows, a lot of songs that got changed while it was on previews, and it kind of got me on the mental train path of doing this. And one of the things that came to my mind about Shrek was that there's a song called "More to the Story," and it's a beautiful ballad sung by Fiona. That's not originally, well, it's not featured in the pro shot that was on Netflix. So I figured we're going to take a listen to that. I think what I have lined up for you is Marissa O'Donnell performing "More to the Story" from Shrek.
Broadcasting the best of underground Broadway.
The knot must get tied. This is what I dreamed. Finally, it's real. I knew what I would look like, but I never thought how I might feel. There's more to the story which you so often read. Isn't always so. There's more to the story. Now I know.
watching the best of Underground Broadway.
BelowBroadway.com.
I'm high above the sea. I'm standing on the ledge. The view from here is pretty. And I step off the edge. And now I'm falling, baby, through the sky, through the sky. I'm falling, baby, through the sky. It's my calling, baby, don't you cry, don't you cry. I'm falling down through the sky toward the street that I'm from. Oh, Broadway, here I come. Broadway, here I come. The pressure, it increases the closer that I get. I could almost go to pieces, but I'm not quite there yet. See, I've been brave in crazy weather, drowning out my cries. I pull myself together. I'm focused on the prize. I'm falling, baby, through the sky, through the sky. I'm falling, baby, through the sky. It's my calling, baby, don't you cry, don't you cry. I'm falling down through the sky. It's a tune you can hum. Oh, Broadway, here I come. Will I remain the same, or will I change a little bit? Will I feel broken or totally complete? Will I retain my name when I'm the biggest, hugest hit? Or will I blend in with the rest of the street? The people all are pointing. I bet they never guess that the saint that they're anointing is frightened of the mess. But even though I fear it, I'm playing all my cards. Baby, you are gonna hear it. Give them my regards. I'm falling, baby, through the sky, through the sky. I'm falling, baby, through the sky. It's my calling, baby, don't you cry, don't you cry. I'm falling down through the sky, and I refuse to go numb. Home, Broadway, here I come. Broadway, here I come. Broadway, here I come. Broadway, Broadway, here I come. Here I come. And the last thing I hear as the impact grows near, is it a scream or a cheer?
BelowBroadway.com.
And Jeremy Jordan with Broadway Here I Come. Hold on just one second. Sorry, I had to clear a frog in my throat. Oh, you know what? That reminds me of scrolling through social media. I saw a clip from Good Morning Britain where Philip Schofield and Holly said something about a sandy clam, and it just broke out into laughter. I'm not going to lie. Every time I watch that, I actually cry from laughter. It is just so funny. It's a moment of like honest to goodness innocent laughter of two people laughing at something that was just inherently funny for being stupidly funny. I don't know. It's so funny. Anywho, so yeah, Jeremy Jordan with Broadway Here I Come from Smash. And there's definitely more to that story because breaking news, y'all, you already know this. It's coming to Broadway, right? It's finally happening. It's a comedy about a musical. And I mean, it's about time. I'm super excited to kind of follow along with the casting announcements and see who's going to be. Can you imagine if they start bringing in like the original cast? Like, how cool would that be, eh? Do you not think so? I do. There's a lot of news about Bad Cinderella. I'm going to try not to talk about Bad Cinderella this week just because I haven't, like, I've purposely been trying to avoid the news about Bad Cinderella when there's something, when there's so much social media buzz around it. When there's so much social media frenzy about one particular topic, I try to give it a week or two or three and just let the frenzy settle. So enough of the false information is done being dealt with, and you can actually go and view the subject with a realistically optimistic mindset of being able to find true and accurate information. So I've just kind of been waiting on that to kind of die down. So I'm not going to talk about Bad Cinderella for a while, but there's a lot of other Broadway news. Like A Beautiful Noise is going to go on their North American tour. And I don't know if that actually includes Canada. Does it? I know it's going to be obviously in the States going around. What other news? Paolo is going to join Funny Girl. Same with Ann-L Nathan. And final. Oh, yeah, this is one. I saw this on about a week ago. The final Stephen Sondheim musical is going to be staged off Broadway in 2023. Like, I'm so excited to have a new musical, right? Like, when was the last time I had a new one? But the final one? It's like coming to an era. End of an era. Anywho. Back to the conversation of like random songs that were changed or cut. Here's a fun fact that I found when I was searching the depths of YouTube. I actually found this, what, it's 10, 15 years ago? Something like 10 years ago. It only came out 10 years ago. It's from Book of Mormon. You know, Hasadiga Ibowai. Did you know what the original name or original lyrics for that was? It was Vasadiga Elohai. Subtle difference. Very, very, very subtle difference. But it's so cool. Can you just let your mind escape for a moment and enjoy just this alternate version, which is actually the composer demo from, I guess, back when they were trying to pitch it?
BelowBroadway.com.
Let's play.
Come on. Here in Somalia, we have a saying. Whenever something bad happens, we just throw our hands up to the sky and say, Vasadiga Elohai.
Vasadiga Elohai?
It's the only way to get through all these troubled times. With the wars and poverty and famine, all we can do is say Vasadiga Elohai. There isn't enough food to eat. Vasadiga Elohai. People are starving in the street. Vasadiga Elohai. Vasadiga Elohai. Does it mean no worries for the rest of our days? Kind of. We've had no rain in several days.
Vasadiga Elohai.
And 80% of us have AIDS.
Vasadiga Elohai.
All the young girls here get raped a lot. There's nowhere they can hide.
Well.
And so we say up to the sky.
Vasadiga Elohai.
Try. Just stand up tall, tilt your head to the sky, and list all the bad things in your life.
Somebody took our luggage away.
Vasadiga Elohai.
The plane was crowded and the bus was late.
Vasadiga Elohai.
When the is getting you down, there's nobody else to blame.
Well,
raise a middle finger to the sky and curse his rotten name.
Wait, what? Vasadiga Ilahai.
Vasadiga Ilahai.
Am I saying it right?
Vasadiga Ilahai.
Excuse me, what exactly does that phrase mean? Well, let's see. Ilahai means God, and Vasadiga means fuck you.
Vasadiga Ilahai.
So I guess in English it would be fuck you, God.
What?
When God fucks you in the butt.
Vasadiga Ilahai.
Fuck God right back in his cunt.
Vasadiga Ilahai.
Vasadiga Ilahai. What a nifty phrase.
Well.
Don't say it. It means something very bad.
What?
I can't say. It has to do with sexual intercourse and God.
Sexual intercourse with God? Holy moly! I said it like 13 times!
Should not be saying that.
Well, what would you say? Things are pretty bad around here.
Things aren't always as bad as they seem.
Oh, really? Well, take our friend Matumbo here. He just had to rape a baby.
A baby? Why?
In Somalia, some people believe that having sex with a virgin can cure their AIDS. There aren't many virgins left, so the men are turning to babies.
But that's horrible. What about God's commandments?
God? Hey, Vasadiga Ilahai.
Vasadiga Ilahai.
Here's the butcher, he has AIDS. Here's the baker, he has AIDS. Here's the teacher, she has AIDS. Here's my daughter, she has a wonderful disposition. She's all I have left in the world. And if either of you lays a hand on her, I will give you my AIDS.
If you don't like what we say, try living here a couple days. Watch all your friends and family die. Vasadiga Ilahai.
Vasadiga Ilahai. Vasadiga Ilahai. Fuck you, God. Vasadiga Ilahai.
Vasadiga. Fuck you.
I can't even play the sound effects because it doesn't, it's just so funny. I love how there's subtle lyric changes. Like this, they don't talk about getting their clits cut off. I think this is like one lyric revision before that. But it's cool to hear that. I can also just imagine like Trey Parker in a recording booth for, what, 14 hours straight doing all the different loops and different accents and voices. And I can also just, like, picture him acting out the character voices just so that the sound comes out right, you know? It's a funny image. You know, I also had this really funny image in my head of, I think it would be really cool, not saying that I have a bootleg recording of the show, you know, they exist out there, but if someone was to take the audio from one of those and animate, or I don't know, stop motion animate in the style of South Park, a Book of Mormon spoof. Like I know they are, I think I don't know, they didn't do a whole episode, but I know they did a spoof of Book of Mormon on South Park, and that style was really cool. I think it would be really, really funny to see the entirety of the show animated in the style of South Park, eh? Wouldn't that be funny? Do you think so? I think so. So, moving on the list of songs that could have been, here is another song that also could have been, but has changed. But there's the one segment in the middle where you know that they definitely had the Wicked Awesome dance riff, like, just down pat, and they didn't want to change it. So they've written the song around that, cut for a second, let them dance, then go back to the song. Here's an alternate take on Legally Blonde.
Broadcasting the best of underground Broadway.
BelowBroadway.com.
Largo, Serena, Pilar! Girls, what's going on?
Elle, this is a tragedy, and every tragedy needs a Greek chorus!
Greek chorus!
BelowBroadway.com.
Oh, that's my cue to start talking again. I was sidetracked. I was Googling stuff. Tell you what I was Googling. Have you seen the show Colin in Black and White? Have you seen that one? It's on Netflix. It is a special miniseries, one of those like limited feature specials. Colin Kaepernick narrates a kind of like a retelling of his life. And it's a topic about like race and class and the structure and just kind of like his journey. And it's really, really, really well written. I don't know. Do you call it a biographical special? I know it's fictitious in the sense that they're reenacting it, but it's true. Like, it's based on true events. It's a biographical special. Sure. I call it that. And I'll tell you how this relates to Broadway. I swear, I'm going somewhere with this, right? The character who plays Colin's mom, I was watching her. I'll tell you, okay, let's rewind. Sorry, I'm on a brain fart. How I found this was I was scrolling on social media and I saw a clip of the pool scene where the scene where they ask about like the dreadlocks or the cornrows. And I really liked that scene. So I searched it up, ended up watching it. And so it was the actress in that scene that really struck a chord. I'm like, I know this girl. I know who is that? She's really good. I've seen her in something. And anytime I've seen her in something, I've enjoyed it. So I search it up, and it turns out Mary Louise Parker. Y'all know her. I recall her from Weeds. You know, the TV show, I think it was on HBO or whatever, Showtime, something like that. And, of course, she's such an amazing actress. And it makes perfect sense because she's also won, like, 2 Tony Awards and has been nominated for a handful of others. But it was something about her performance in that literal 15 seconds of a social media reel that I'm like, there's something so good about her. Like, I believe her. I couldn't place her because the last time I saw her on the screen was as Nancy Botwin, like 10, 15 years ago. Yeah. That was such a good show, eh? I really enjoyed that show. Oh, yeah. Speaking of enjoying shows about drugs and drug paraphernalia, my mother would be proud of me. So let's play a song from Aladdin called Proud of Your Boy featuring John Michael Patera.
BelowBroadway.com.
Make good and fun.
Underground Broadway.
BelowBroadway.com.
They say Fox is dying to get here. Me, I'm dying to get away to a little town out west that's spanking new. And while I ain't never been there, I can see it clear as day. And it's like I'm on my way there when I do. When I dream on my own, I'm alone, but I'm lonely. For a dreamer, night's the only time of day. When the city's finally sleeping and my thoughts begin to stray, I get on the road that's bound for Santa Fe. And I'm free like the wind, like I'm gonna live forever. It's a feeling time can never take away. All I need's a few more dollars, and I'm out of here to stay.
Of course, the wonderfully talented Dan DeLuca singing Santa Fe from Newsies. Bit of an unintentional back-to-back Alan Menken. Totally did not realize I had that lined up. But that was, of course, Proud of Your Boy, which was an addition to the show's storyline. You know, it was a cut song from the movie, and it got added into the Broadway show. I actually really liked that song when it came out. Again, like 10 years. So many things happened 10 years ago. Oh, I'm getting so old. Oh. So, yeah. Mary Louise Parker, such an amazing actress. I wonder if she can sing. She can sing out. She hasn't been in any musicals, has she? You know, I'm not going to Google that. Speaking of musicals, I've got more musicals. And here's one tied to the Tonys as well. I Want to Be a Producer. Speaking of producing, I'm a total scatterbrain. This is why, okay, heads up, y'all. There's not going to be in a show next week, I don't think. And also, like, this is why last week, I'm part of a producing team for a short film. Like, it's stressful, right? Anyone who's produced something knows it's stressful. And I don't have time to do all this in between. But this is why I dream of the day where I can produce my own Broadway musical. I want to be a producer. I want to produce a Broadway musical for a day and run away with all the money. Can you imagine? Oh, that'd be so fun.
Broadcasting the best of underground Broadway.
Why is it not playing? This always drives me nuts. It's like I load it up and it says, okay, go. But then I push the button and it's like, fail. Cannot load. Please try again and refresh. Oh, technology. We're going to try this again. But how about, because that one won't load up, we're going to load up something completely different from Big Fish.
BelowBroadway.com.
I've never been a girl who lived in an office life. I've never been a girl behind a desk. I've always been a girl who said that stand still is playing. The kind who's looking forward to the challenges ahead.
BelowBroadway.com.
I'm scared of planes. They are flying metal vehicles of death.
broadcasting the best of underground Broadway.
What kind of friend would you be if you didn't take advantage of an opportunity? Such lyrical geniuses in there. Bit of Jason Robert Brown for you. That's Miriam Diop from, hope I say that right, Opportunity from 13, which was, of course, filmed here in Toronto. Little bits of it were filmed here. I was talking to some people who were in that movie. Actually, what is it? I watched it a couple days ago. The songs are really good. I love that song. 13. It was in my head. Just one of those, like, earworms that are, like, over and over and over. You just got to sing it out. I remember, actually, I was sitting at a table with someone recently who was actually in 13. A little background actor in one of the scenes. And we were talking about stuff, and was telling me a bit of behind the scenes tidbit where, like, one day they were shooting, they filmed some of the stuff here in Toronto, and, you know, it was one of those, like, 13, 14, 15 hour days, and it didn't work out well, or I don't know, maybe they could hear a little bit of the 80s talking about the shots as they were monitoring them, but they said that they were not getting the shots right. So the rumor has it is that they ended up having to reshoot a whole bunch of stuff down in the States because they just didn't capture it right, or just didn't look right, or just it didn't work here, which is unfortunate. But I did actually see a couple of my friends. Anyways, let's stop talking about 13 the musical, although that is an amazing musical, and let's just recap who it is that we've heard over the past little bit. We had Alexis Field, I'm Afraid of Everything. That is from Broadway's Future Songbook, the music of Ben Kaplan. We talked about Dan DeLuca. We talked about Fight the Dragons, which, oh my gosh, such a good movie and adaptation, which also has Miley Cyrus in it, you know? Hannah Montana, she's in there as like an 8-year-old in the movie. But that was Caitlin Doak in this performance that we heard today. did we talk about John Michael Patera? Yeah, we also mentioned that. We mentioned Love and War, which was the cut song from Legally Blonde. Such a good alternate vibe, eh? A little lick in there. What else did I have? Oh, you know what? I had a song lined up. Here it is. Guys, breaking. Did you all hear this? Not breaking news anymore because, again, I'm so slow on the uptake. Wicked's coming out earlier. Hey, it's coming out, what, like a month earlier? 2 weeks? 3 weeks earlier? Did you all hear that? It's because, don't quote me on this, but I think it was because it's like going to clash with the release dates of something else? Disney or Marvel or... Honestly, do we really care? I don't. I'm just excited. It's coming out like a month earlier, which is just super, super, super cool. So let's celebrate that with a little bit of Defying Gravity.
BelowBroadway.com.
Something has changed within me. Something is not the same.
Yeah, girl.
I'm through with playing by the rules of someone else's game. Too late for second guessing. Too late to go back to sleep. It's time I trust my instincts. Close my and leave. It's time to try defying gravity. I think I'll try defying gravity, and you can't hold me down. I'm through accepting limits, 'cause someone says they're so. Some things I cannot change.
Oh!
HelloBroadway.com.
Wow. So good. I think I have lost my track of what it is I wanted to play because that was just honestly so good. I got sidetracked and didn't do what I was supposed to do in that little break. Love is an open door. Guys, I think, what time is it? Oh my goodness, I've been on the air for far too long. Let us wrap this up. Let's see. Okay, so here's what I'm going to do, guys. I can't do a show next Saturday night because we're booked for filming, and I'm expecting it to be long. And if it doesn't go long, it's going to be a long day on the Sunday because we're also filming from the 1st to the 4th. So if I can't do a show next week, here's what I'm going to try to do. I'm going to try to put out a short mini clips and shows for the next couple days, and that way you'll have enough content banked for next week. Thanks for joining me on this wonderful Saturday night with a bunch of Tony Award-winning songs, artists, people, writers, composers, talk about actresses who's also won Tony Awards. And actually, I'll be honest with you, because I'm more of a musical, not a theater guy, I did not know Mary Louise Parker won Tony Award without having looked it up. Like, I'll confess that, but I'm blown away by it. And it doesn't honestly surprise me. I'm blown away that I didn't know that. Anywho, speaking about producing, because that's what I'm doing over the next couple weeks, we're going to listen to a couple more songs. One more from Mel Brooks, the producers, and another one to wrap the show up from Shrek. Guys, thank you so much for listening this week. We'll see you maybe once or twice over the next couple of days. And if not, I'm looking at my calendar. I'll be in Calgary the week after. Oh, well, maybe I'll try to record something from the plane. Anyways, here's a song.
Did somebody say Tony?
Tony.
HelloBroadway.com.
Counting with figures and such. To what is my life amounting? It figures not much. But I have a secret desire hiding deep in my soul. It sets my heart afire to see me in this role. Producer, sport a top hat and a cane. Well, I want to be a producer and drive those chorus girls insane. And you want to make some noise? Well, I want to be a producer and sleep until half past two. Well, I want to be a producer. Know the opening to a chorus line.
No.
Do you know your astrological sign? Is it an Aquarius?
No. Did you call your mother today?
No.
Not you. Well, I wanna be a racer, wear a tux on opening night.
Listen up, puppet! We spend our whole lives wishing we weren't so frickin' strange. They made us feel that way, but it's they who need to change.
The way they think, that is. Yeah, I'm talking to you right here.
It's time to stop the hiding. It's time to stand up tall, say, hey, world, I'm different, and here I am, splinters and all, splinters and all.
Let your freak flag wave, let your freak flag fly. Never take it down, never take it down, raise it way up high.
Let your freak flag fly, let it fly, fly, fly.
It's hard to be a puppet.
A piggy.
podcast of Underground Broadway.
Now available on all podcast platforms. Subscribe today.
BelowBroadway.com.